You didn't have to follow me. No, I'm a big girl. I can get back to the room by myself. You think? Wow, your powers of observation are startling. You know that? Of course I'm pissed off. That dinner was a massacre. And I was the victim. What the fuck is wrong with your friends? I mean, if that's why your ex dipped, good on her. Like, they're vultures. And the worst part is, you sat there and you let it happen. What the fuck? Look, I get it, okay? You didn't want to come to this thing alone. It was already paid for. You'd hear no end of shit from them if you showed up by yourself to a couple's retreat. I get it. And that's why I agreed to help you out. We're not together. We fuck sometimes, but we're not actually a thing. I did not expect you to sit there staring at your water glass while your friends ripped into me over and over and over. Well, yeah, of course I put them in their place. I don't fucking take that shit. But I shouldn't have had to. I shouldn't have had to be the one that said, look, fuck off, you're being obnoxious. That should have been all you. And if you want them to believe I'm your girlfriend, you need to do better. You need to step the fuck up. This was a bad idea. This was a really bad idea. Yeah, it was. I mean, when you first asked me, I thought, okay, cool. All expenses paid trip. Get to spend a week in the sun. Have some good food. Meet some people. I had no idea this is what I was up against. Right from the moment we got on the plane, they've been hostile. Why? What did I ever fucking do besides exist? Oh, right. I don't do spa appointments, and I don't go clothes shopping every day, and I don't give a fuck who's sleeping with who in Hollywood. That shit does not appeal to me. And I'd rather read a book under an umbrella on the beach than run around in a skimpy bikini in the waves, just making sure everybody's looking at me, all the while filming it for my Instagram. These people are shallow. And I'm not. And I think that's the disconnect. Was your ex like this? Is that why they liked her? Well, I'm assuming from the comments made around the table that they did. Look, it doesn't matter. Tell them I had an emergency. Tell them I got sick. Tell them I told you to fuck yourself. I don't care. I'm on a plane first thing in the morning because I'm not doing this. We've been here 3 days, and it's just been getting worse. Tonight was just the final blow. So, have fun. Enjoy the rest of your vacation, and lap up the attention they're going to give you because you got dumped. You're welcome. I don't really care if you don't want me to leave. That's not really how this works. What can you do to make it better? Well, get in your time machine, go back a little bit and, oh, I don't know, grow some fucking balls. Yeah. Why didn't you say anything? That's the part I don't understand. Why didn't you say anything? Oh, okay, sure. So because I can handle my own shit, you think it's okay to let them treat me like that? How is that overstepping? I mean, for all intents and purposes, I'm your girlfriend. Standing up for me is kind of the bare minimum, don't you think? Telling your asshole friends to back off? Why would it offend me? I mean, yeah, I'm loud and I don't pull punches, but it's not going to offend me if you tell your friends to fuck off because they're being dicks. Yeah. Yeah, and your so-called bestie is a fucking mile-wide douche. Like, why are you even friends with that guy? I see. Friends close, enemies closer? Is that the idea? Did you bring me into, like, a frenemy situation here and not fucking clue me in? Okay. Look, I think you have some shit to figure out. Yeah. Yeah. I think you need to take a really good hard look at the people you're spending time with and ask yourself if they're people you want to spend time with or whether you're doing it because you think you have to for whatever reason you come up with. That's not what friends are for. That's not what friends are about. It's not a competition. I mean, I should have been tipped off that that's how this friend group works by the fact that you couldn't come on this trip alone because you'd face no end of shit from them. Yeah. I think it's best that I do leave. Well, of course you don't want me to. You don't want them to razz you for it and... Okay. I'm listening. Why is that not the reason? I mean, if you're worried about getting a refund, I'm sure we can figure something out. I can pay you back for half or something. I don't know. All right. It's not the money. Then what is it? Look, this isn't a rom-com, okay? You don't need to stand there and tell me you caught feelings and that's why you're conflicted and you don't want me to leave. You can just bow out gracefully. I don't need this. I don't need the show. And if you're worried that we won't hook up anymore, I mean, the sex is good, so that's probably not a concern. You're really not okay with this, are you? Look at me. No, don't look at the floor. Look at me. You're not just blowing smoke, are you? Okay, well, that was unexpected. We've been hooking up for a long time. I mean, yeah, we go months without contact, but that's just always kind of how it's been. Did you actually ask me on this trip so that you could see if there was something else here? Not originally? Okay, that makes me feel mildly better. So what the fuck is happening here? Why all of a sudden are you trying to change the game? I mean, we've been here, what, 3 days? And we haven't hooked up once? We sleep in the same bed. We spend all day, every day together. And we haven't... Guilty for what? All right, I'm gonna level with you. This really wasn't on my bingo card for this trip. Finding out that the guy I've been fucking for a long time has feelings... Especially when it comes on the heels of his friends being assholes. So, I need a minute. Yeah. Okay. All right, look. I won't leave. But you need to say something to them. You need to make it very clear that that was not acceptable. That was not okay. Because if you don't, I'm on the next flight out of here. Feelings or no. Got it? Okay. Well, now that that's out of the way, you'd better get your ass over here and kiss me, because you can't just drop that kind of bomb on me and then just leave me hanging. Do I look like I'm kidding? Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know what I feel right now. I need some space with that, okay? But I do know that hearing you say that made me all gooey. And we haven't had sex the entire time we've been here. And I think it's time we do something about that. Well, of course, there's strings now. You can't just say something like that and then go back to no strings attached. It doesn't work. And the fact that I'm not telling you to fuck yourself should tell you that I'm most likely in the same headspace. I just don't get there as quickly as 5 seconds after hearing it. So let's just not think right now, okay? And not thinking means not overthinking. So let's just take our clothes off and see where the evening goes. Because I'm sure as fuck not going back to that table. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm getting on my knees. I think you need a little incentive. You good? I mean, if you're really not into this, then we don't have to, but there we go. Uh-huh. That was hot, by the way. Yeah, I like hearing you tell me to suck your cock. So let me see what I can do about that. So how long's it been? Since you've... Yeah. Oh, you want me to say it? How long's it been since you've blown your load? The night before we left. I see. Were you thinking about all the sex we were gonna have? All the different ways you could fuck me in paradise? Being able to go to whatever thing we're doing with your atrocious friends, knowing that I'm dripping cum down my leg. Or that I can still taste you from where I swallowed it. Is that what you were thinking about? When you wrapped your hand around your cock and started to stroke? Well, I feel like we've wasted some time. See what we can do about that. Oh. You good? Tell me again. Tell me to suck your cock. Maybe we will have to go back down there. Well, right now I'm of half a mind to suck you right to the edge. Let you think that I'm gonna milk the cum out of you. And then tuck you back in your pants and let you suffer. No, I shouldn't do that. You're lucky I like your cum so much. Go ahead. Tell me what to do. I know you like being bossy when we fuck. I'm bossy the rest of the time, so it kind of evens out. Yes, sir. I'll take you deep. Oh my. Like that. What did you just say? Did you just call me a good girl? Really? Jury's still out. Say it again. Okay, maybe that's good. That's new. Oh, yeah? You think it, you just don't say it? Well, sounds like you're saying all kinds of things you've never said before tonight. Say it again. Call me your good girl. Is my pussy wet? What do you think? I like it's wetter every time you say that. You wanna see? Okay. Oh. Face down on the bed, huh? Okay. What are you gonna do to me? Pants down. Sure. Sure. Makes sense. Oh. Legs wide. Yeah. Can you show me how much you want me to stay? Do it. Why are you getting down on your knees? Okay. I meant stick your cock in me, but if you wanna, yep. Oh. Yes. Yes, taste my pussy. Taste what it does to me when you call me a good girl. Yes, spread me wide. Oh, yes, bury that tongue in me. We haven't done this in a while. Now, the last couple times it was either I suck you off and then you finger me, or you walk in the door and pants come off and then 1, 2, 3, and here we are. Well, I didn't know that you liked doing this much. Oh, if I had, I would have insisted on it more. Yes, yes, lick my pussy. See, this is what I thought I was getting when I agreed to come. When I agreed to go on vacation with you and your horrid friends. Yeah, really good sex. I'll admit the feelings part threw me a little. I'm still processing that, but oh fuck yes, do that right there. Yeah, I love your lips around my clit. Oh, when you suck like that, just as your tongue scrapes over the very tip. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fingers. I'm good with fingers. Oh, shit. Shit. Are you trying to make me come? Yeah? You trying to make me come? You trying to get me off? So you can stick your cock in me? Oh, yes. Fuck. Yes. No, fucking... Just fucking blast me. Fucking finger bang me. Yes, 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 yes. Like that. Like that. Tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me I'm a good girl for taking it. I think you like that more than you're even saying. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking come. You're fucking sucking my clit and... Oh god, slamming your fingers into me. Of course I'm gonna fucking come. Yes, yes, I'll be a good girl. I'll be a good girl and come for you. Yes, yes. Oh shit, don't stop, don't stop. Right there, right there, right there, right there. Okay, okay, stop. Yes. Shit. Holy shit. Okay, well. If that's how you wanted to make this up to me, if you wanted to... Yeah, okay, we're good. Holy fuck. What are you doing? Oh, flip me over, yeah, okay. Okay. All right. You know what you need to do now? Yeah. Yeah, well, you're ridiculously hard and dripping. My pussy's empty. I think you can fix that, right? Uh-huh. I mean, if I'm going to play the part of the girlfriend, I may as well get the entire experience, right? Fuck me. Spread my legs and shove your cock as deep into my pussy as it'll go. All at once. Yeah, I want to feel your balls slapping against my ass. I want you to spread my legs wide. I want you to rub against my clit while you fuck me. Please. I've been a good girl, haven't I? Yeah, I'm ready. Oh! One thrust. Just how I like it. Oh, fuck, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, fuck, yeah. Stand beside the bed and just hold my hips up. Oh, fuck. No, you need to go faster than that. Oh. Oh. Fuck's sakes. Maybe when we go back, I should get on my knees under the table. Show them what kind of girlfriend I really am. That'll shut them up. Oh, yeah. I drop to my knees and I... lick our respective juices off your cock. Loudly, of course. Just enough to make everybody uncomfortable, maybe. Lord knows they fucking deserve it. Yes, 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 yes. You are? You're gonna say something? Oh, right there. No, angle my hips a little bit. Yep, there. Oh, wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. how your fingers are digging into my skin. You fucking plunge that thing in me. Oh, God, yes, yes, yes. I did squeeze you when you said you were gonna go back at them. Look, I may be independent. I may be able to hold my own. Oh, but the fact that you want to stand up for me, that you care about me, that's pretty fucking hot. I'm not sure what else to say about that, so just fuck me. Fuck me, yes. Oh shit, you're really going for it, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, is this what you pictured when you jerked off before you came? Ha ha. Yeah. Oh, feel my tight pussy squeezing you. Being a good girl by taking every inch. Get deeper. Yeah, fuck. Come down here. Oh. Hands above my head. Yes. Fuck me. Split me fucking open, yes. Yes, make me go back down there. Dripping you out of my pussy. Knowing that all I want to do is stick my fingers in myself and feel it. Yeah. Fuck me. Yes. Oh. You're staring at me. It's a little weird. What's up? Well, of course I... Look, I really do need time to process this, but you're right. I do feel something, and it's not just your cock in my pussy right now. Although, that's a lovely thing to feel, but no, that's not... Oh, God, just fucking come in me. Just fucking shoot all over me. Yes, fill me, flood me. I know I don't let you come inside ever. Usually there's a condom or I make you fucking come on my face or whatever, but just unload in me, please. Please. Mm-hmm. That's why I said it, because I know that's not something we normally do. I wouldn't normally go back downstairs with you dripping down my leg, because reasons, but I want to. Come on. Yes. Make me come all over your fucking cock. Yes. Oh God. Oh fuck. I feel you getting thicker. I feel it. I feel you pulsing. Oh yes. Fucking shoot inside me. Yes. Oh, God, fill me, fucking coat my pussy. Oh, shit, I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna come. And your good girl is gonna milk that fucking cum right out of you. Yes, I'm gonna take every goddamn drop. Yes. Ah, I feel it. I feel the flood. Oh, fuck. Yes, I am squeezing. That's my orgasm. Of course I'm squeezing you. Slow down. Yeah, slow down. Oh, yes. Yes. Just feel that come in there. Oh, that's good. Ooh. See, why haven't we been doing that all week? It feels like a lot of lost opportunities. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not mad anymore. I think it was just a messed up situation and you didn't know how to react. But Now you do, and, well, if you hadn't, I wouldn't have stormed away, and we wouldn't be here. So, just don't do it again, okay? Yeah. And I really do want to talk about this whole feelings thing a little bit more. But right now, I want to go back to dinner. Yeah. Well, see, we came to this place with, oh, let's face it, a dirty little secret. And now, well, I kind of want to go back to the table with an even dirtier one. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Should we go rejoin your heinous friends?